So we saw before, what life is all about is, we have a Yetzer Hara and a Yetzer Tov. That is humanity. That is the greatness of humanity. A horse does not have a Yetzer Hara and doesn't have a Yetzer Tov. It has an instinct it needs to live. And an ant, a hippopotamus, they're all the same. All the Balei Chaim, they do not have the Chira. They are programmed to survive, or do the best to survive. Bechira, even though it's a challenge, that's the greatness of man. As a man, in fact, that the Svarim HaKadoshim say that says the other Marishan that there's a chashash that the Briyas are going to say there's a Melech Lamala, there's a Melech Lamata. Because both is a Melech Lamala and Adam is a Melech Lamata. He's the god of the physical world. Adam Marishan is called a Melech. The idea of the Melech is a man who controls his kingdom. And that's what humanity are. We're the ones that control the world. But not like the going think. That the guy with power, Monday, the world is going to be taken over by some goy in America, and he's going to control the world. There's absolutely zero power to control the world. He's a puppet. One of the things said about Kodesh Bohu, not under his own control. As we see, pretty much, that he's not under his own control. You know, you're not convincing to do that. It's a nice, it doesn't change anything. It's one of the pieces in the game. The real people that took over humanity, like it said in the Chazal, Atem Kareem Odom, is Klal Yisrael. We, with our Bechira, can bring ourselves to Shleimus and bring the world to Shleimus, or the other way around. That Koyach remains only by Klal Yisrael. We are the real form of humanity. Kamuvan, the goyim also have a level of bechira to do good or bad. It's not the far-reaching effects are very different. Their effects are the fact that they're going to destroy the world and going to benefit the world in a physical sense. And they're going to blow up a house or they're going to build a house. That's what it's all about. By us, not about building and blowing up houses. The entire universe is connected to the world, and we're the ones that bring out the ashros hashrim in the world or the salakit from the world. Okay, but that's what life is all about. Yetzirah, Yetzirah Tov. So don't feel bad that you have Yetzirah. Because if you wouldn't be it, you'd be a horse or a cat or a dog. I think it's better to have Yetzirah and deal with it. So it's a challenge. We have a challenge in life. And we have to have clarity on challenges. So we saw before that a person that doesn't have Sheikhet to tell you his primary challenge is physical drive, Titan. As he mentioned, in the juggler and the king, not the book, that piece. About Ufra, about Ifris, by Homan, Homan, by Ifris, whatever his name. He's juggling between the two Yetzirahs, Gaiva and Taiva. And the one that wins in the end is the Taiva. As we see so often, somebody gets a very high position, somebody does something disgraceful, and he loses everything. Idiot, you have everything in your hands, why give it up for a little piece of Taiva? No, that's what it is. That's that part. But also Yetzirah, the power that uplifts us above those basic Yetziharas is the Torah. If a person not just reads Torah, but he connects, invests greater than the Torah, he sees a different world. He sees a world, a spiritual world, connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he gets into another type of Yetzirah. Come on, the type remains also, not completely. But the type of a covet starts becoming more of a factor very often. So, how can we deal with that? We have to realize that, like Messias Yisroel himself, life is non-stop battle into the Yetzer Hara. That sounds like a pretty lousy picture of life. You know, non-stop battle. You know, we just want to go on the beach with the coconut palms and the blue waters, very low waves over there. That's true. It's not a life. Okay, you wither away. It's good for it to be there on vacation for a day or two, but after that, a human being needs to grow. The way we grow is from challenges. All the people that have been successful in the history of mankind have been up against a lot of challenges, and that's what brought them to success. And they've enjoyed it. Whether it be a businessman that's been extremely wealthy. You know how much work he had to put in until he made his money? None of the people that won lottery tickets were ever successful. Easy come, easy go. The ones that worked on it, they built themselves up. They feel good about it, because in their minds, becoming wealthy is an ideal in life, and even though it was hard and challenging, they enjoyed it. I'm going closer to my goal. You have people in science, invest tremendous questions, try to invent something or to discover something. They develop something. Wow. It's a great feeling. It could be in any field, of course. He wants to be the best swimmer or the best basketball player or whatever. It's a constant challenge that he has to work against the Yetzirah that he has not to do it. And he works for the Yetzirah he has to do it. But both sides are different Yetzirahs. So by us, we have easier time. We don't have to play one Yetzirah against the other. We play the Yetzirah Toiv against the Yetzirah. That's the most fulfilling thing, because we put everything in place. The Yetzirah does not want to control us. His job is to control us. His success is if we control him. Okay, so what does it say here? Im odem meisim atzma kemidva shakol doshim boi. Toyo nitlo v'matona. In the morning, the person doesn't make an asik of taking cover to himself. He lets everyone trample over him. He'll be zeichel to Toyo. The person's willing to give up his personal cover. Then he's zeichel to Toyo. Why? Because if I make myself into an independent entity, I'm detaching myself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is the Torah of Hashem. If I'm me and Hashem is you, then okay, each one stays with his own ground. That connection between the two. It's not good between my Neshama and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by the fact that I don't look at myself as an independent operator. So if I'm always busy with my Kovin is not Hashem's Kovin. You know the famous story that a rabbi went to Rabbi Steinemann, who had everything right. Steinemann was very... And the rabbi said, my congregation does not have enough Kovod HaTorah. And Rabbi Steinemann said, I didn't know that your name is HaTorah. He caught him. And the guy thought he was going to tell Steinemann to give Musa, has to give Musa to the people. And I'm not just a rabbi enough. But he makes such a fuss. If you be a Rav that doesn't care about his Kovod, they'll be the only Mechabdi more this time. Bidiuk, this evening, opened up a book. As a Meisim in the Chazanish. Unbelievable Meisim. I can do such a thing. You laugh at me. It's no big deal. No big deal. It's just a thing there. He went to a priest. He was a Sunday. After the Sunday, because everybody didn't want to be about Tashris, as you have a God next to him. So he all jumped on him and just wanted bracha and advice and blah, 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 blah. Shade him a cup for however long it was. And then he had to go. So the story goes, he told the taxi or the driver who was taking him home, when I get in, don't stop zooming away from them. Go slow in the beginning, and afterwards pick up speed. So a guy says, Rabbi, what's going on here? So I tell the truth. These guys were sitting on me for the last 20 minutes after the thing, after the bridge. And now they're like waving me off. If they see I'm zipping away, it's going to give them the feeling that they're wasting my time and trying to get away as quick as possible. So go slowly, they should feel that I had a good time with them. It's unbelievable. Chazanish, every second of his time was precious. He was in his younger years, he wasn't involved in anything. Even then, it was precious. But now, but he felt that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in a position to be with people, and they need a chizik, he's going to do it to its maximum. He's not going to create design and then go on his merry way. That's his upper position. He stayed the last day of his life, or the day before the last day of his life, there was a lot of people waiting for him. And he got a heart attack, and he had a heart attack in the middle. And he passed out, and wanted to send everybody home. When he came back to himself, he asked him, where's everybody? He said, everybody had a heart attack, my dear friend. Please, relax. He said, no, bring him back. He said, everybody had a heart attack. He said, if you know these people, each one has so much to tell, and I speak to them, make them feel good. If you know how important it is to them, you bring them back. That was... In other words, that's what we're talking about. If you make an ASIC about himself, then Porsche Patrano, like this guy, get out of the way. No? My brother is ashamed to be here. Father. Yeah, so I'll put him. That's a dugna. So it gives us sort of examples, practical examples for people who are learning. Sometimes you're learning with a Rav Russo, or you're going to a shir, and you don't understand it fully, and you're embarrassed to ask the question. Why? Because maybe they're going to think that it was a stupid question. I think you're a fool. But once again, how much do I really want to give of myself in order to understand the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's also an issue of COVID. I was once speaking with the Mashgiach of Dov Yafe, a great Mashgiach. We were safe to have him here in the neighborhood twice. So he told me, it came up in the conversation, that there's two types of busha. There's a busha which is the greatest thing. So by Shonim, it's important that Matan Torah למען תהיה ירס השם על פניכם. זו הבושה, כמו נדאר. The whole Torah was given that. The whole Maimon HaSinai, not the whole Maimon HaSinai was Abishai Bush. He said, he said, why a Baisha learn it? You're going to be a Baisha not going to learn. So is Bush good and Bush bad? So he says, is a good Bush or is a bad Bush? A bad Bush is not really Bush. It's a person who is overly concerned with his COVID. And therefore he's afraid to open his mouth because I remember when I was younger, I would never raise my hands in class. And if they call on me, I would blush. Because I was afraid I'm not going to ask a good question. I lost that a lot because of it. But there was some bullshit. Can I move on the other way around to be, oh, you have to have a lot of the right to rule. A person who's as fun in me, I couldn't care less what anybody thinks about himself, no good. But saying, if he upsides, the feeling of bullshit is good. But if the type of bullshit I'm using is that I know the best thing for me right now is to overcome the bullshit. Because my bullshit is because I'm afraid I lose some COVID. And I think to myself, what's the worst that could happen? I'll get a little bit jealous. But I'm trying to understand that. I'll gain it and I'll understand it. So that type of bush is a bad bush. You want to know what the good bush is? That's not the topic of today's shiur. It's not the topic of the shiur today. If you want me, I'll say it in 1 second, but what it is. A bush is a good bush is, like it says in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, a person, Shiriz Hashem Genegdi Tzomet, when a person is in front of a great king, he behaves in a more refined fashion than he is within his friends from the bar. What's the pshat? When I'm in front of a chubadik, a person who's a bigot, so I feel uncomfortable to behave below my dignity. That type of bush is good. To want to be dignified and recognize that I'm in company of Kosh Bohu, and therefore alter my behavior to be fitting for the type of people I'm with, that's good. That's not a fake thing. That's not because I'm looking for the cover. I just realized that I have to, the right, I'm basically doing the right behavior. It's preventing me from doing wrong behavior. That's very good. A person wants to start screaming, or he wants to start eating like without a group, or do all kinds of abominations. If he's in front of a mechubad piku, he won't do it. So that type of bush is a good bush. It retains my level of dignity. But the other type of bush is nice. It's not retaining my dignity. It's causing me to lose out good things because I'm too much involved in my COVID. Okay, anyway, the bottom line is we wanted the first one. The bad bush is I'm involved in my COVID, and therefore I'm afraid to speak up. This happens to us constantly. And it's important for one to overcome his COVID. He says, if you want to get used to this, practice on a daily basis asking a question to somebody, even though you think it's a bad question. And see, nothing happens. If the guy's about me, he'll say, oh, maybe he meant this, maybe he meant that. Blah, blah. And if he's a lousy guy, he's going to say, oh, you idiot, why do you ask me such a question? And then you have Rachmanos on him for having bad meetings. I did something good. What do you want from me? Never take any. Secrets of success in life is not to take anything personal, especially from the people that are close to you. Not from your wife, not from your children. No. People talk because they're in a bad mood. Nothing personal. Okay, so anyway, if you want to be brave to do that thing, to ask questions even when you feel uncomfortable, and you know there's a good chance that it's not a good question, go for it. Because you're bringing yourself closer to a life of truth, of emes. Okay, we'll give one more example for today. That's a whole lifetime, this first one. Overcoming our pachel of maybe I will be looked at not as wise as I want people to think I look, and therefore refraining from trying to clarify things, overcome that and saying, you know, the best thing for me now is really to clarify this and it's in bad. That's number one. So there's a person who has kavon in his tefillah. Sometimes he has this feeling, another type of COVID feeling. I have a longer Shemar Esri in Shul. I'm sure everybody's watching me and getting tremendous physics to see how great my tefillahs are. Yeah. So my answer for that person would be is, if you get a tape recorder, everything that you were thinking at the time, you had the long Shemar Esri, and play to everybody, you'd be the most embarrassed person in the city. Because it could be 80% of that long Shemar Esri was all kinds of shit. That's nothing to do Shemar Esri. But, okay, I'm a little bit on the rough side. So, if you happen to be from the Yichidei Segula, that they have a long Shemar Esri, and every word is the perfect crystal clear kavanah. Oh, see, the better. That was a see. So
to bring some materials to show him. It's pure as avoid this Hashem, you should be misboining about the false nature of COVID. It's not a real thing. Nothing to gain from the fact that people are just going to say, you're great, and try to avoid COVID. Try to do things in a way that people don't notice it. They say there was a tkufa that we saw Salanta with Dav and Dafka in the meaning of Balbatin, and work on having Shmonesri, not only the Kabbos, the Nigra, the Nister also, who can account to get Kabbonis, and finish at the same time as everybody else. Rabbi Yosef, you said, told the Talmidim, part of the avodah of a Tamachochim is not to stick out. I say, Rabbi Chaim, can you ask me there, Salavacha? So, in his younger days, he had a big thing to go to be a standard. He always had it. When he was older, they came to him. When he was young, he went to them. So sometimes he'd come a little bit early. So his driver would keep him in the car and let him learn. And then when it's time to go, he'd go. The driver noticed that if the people are coming and started looking in, he closed the Gemara. So he asked, why close the Gemara? He doesn't want people to think he's learning the whole time. He closed the Gemara, then I think he thinks he's not learning. You want to make a point that I don't have to stick out. I'm not allowed to make a show for anybody. Tell me, Tzadikim, that our goal is to focus. My voice is focused on Shpoku. It doesn't make a difference one way or the other what people mechad me or not. And COVID just, yeah. Abstainer used to come back from America. He was a few times in America. And in America, he got COVID Malachim. Wherever he came, there are thousands of people coming and the kids waving flags. And we'd come back, he'd say, oh, such a hardship. So much of a terrible COVID. And let me see, it's never Shaklai, so what can I do? And he wasn't joking. He looked at it as like poison. He used to call it poison. So you have to be careful with that. He's a high madrigus, but that's the truth, isn't it? We should know that the COVID is not, it doesn't do anything for us. Everybody needs a certain level of COVID, not to run after it. To feel internal feeling that I'm an Odom Mechubad, that's what a person needs. And then you don't need anybody to give you a askomot. You have to feel inside, I am Odom Mechubad, a person who knows that I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing, working seriously to be Yovel Hashem. I'm an Odom Mechubad. So he's saying that Betzim, that part of what the Messiah Hashem is telling us over here, that if a person would stop before he daven, stop for a few seconds, what am I doing? Because mistakes come when a person does things. So if he's stopping alone, Shemana Esrei. So he feels good about himself. I'm alone, Shemana Esrei, everybody knows I'm stopping. But if he was stopping before he started Shemana Esrei, he said, one second, what am I doing here? Now I have a special opportunity to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Intimate conversation between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as far as I'm concerned, nobody's in this room. No interest in them right now. So I'm explaining what I'm doing, then I'll stay focused. What's important is I'm talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What they think about me in one of those. But that you need to come in to the tefillah, second before tefillah. A guy asked me a shayla. He's saying the brachas, the pirus shachar, while he's walking to shul, and he's holding the tefillah. So is it a problem because he's holding the tefillah? I said, your problem is that you're saying while you're walking to shul. That's your problem. Why don't you tell him how many problems you have? And you would. Yeah. So that's an important thing. To get used to doing things, paying attention to the true value of them. When I value the true value, then the fake COVID and the false COVID and the COVID that takes me away from the way the Shem falls away. So before I'm learning, or I'm hearing a Shia, I'm learning the Kabbalah, I think, what am I doing? I stop and I say, I'm here to understand the Gemara. Stand aloha. If I don't understand it, then I ask a question. It may be causing embarrassment, but I'm here for something very specific. It has a price tag. Embarrassment. I said I want to take the price. But if I'm here to learn and make good impressions on people, so send them with a tefillah. Tell my tefillah, I think. I'm here to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a very powerful thing, something that Hashem loves very much and has tremendous hashpah in my life and everybody else's life. We'll end with a lot of stories today. Another story of Ali Fisher, Mir Yeshiva. He was a chazan, Yom Le'Yoyim and Mir. So a friend of mine who was a chazan also asked him, how do you deal with stage fright? A chazan with a lot of people, 2,000 people, people on earth, maybe won't come out, right? He said, I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm a shliach for a big oilam, talk of Jeboah and Yoyim Adin. Do you think I have any time to think about the stage fright? That's it. Focus on what life is all about, what's important in life. And we're put in this world to take advantage of every situation. And it's a shame. We have to overcome these things, whether it's embarrassment, not to clarify things when I'm learning. I'm willing to pay the price. The gain is worth a thousand times more. Or thinking about what other people think of me, how I doubt my don't doubt me. No, I'm not talking about his brother. Here's Hashem. He's burning on things. You have to take advantage of them. But first, and so if a COVID lover, the real COVID is going to come from a coach's bowl, worth more than anything.